When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, HYROX world. Welcome to episode 95 of The Rock Zone, edging ever closer to that 100 mark. What have we got in store for you today? Well, warble tips from the master warbler himself, although I'm pretty sure he's never called him that, Mr. Alex Ronkovich. We're also going to see if anyone approached Ben in HYROX Glasgow. And the question that everyone is just dying to know, of course, has anyone been stupid enough to put themselves forward for the next Rock Zone podcast challenge in Berlin? Those are the things we'll be covering in today's episode. And I'm joined today by the mathemagician, Nathan Petrie.
Hello, Borodal.
And producer Mikey, faithful as always, in the corner and ready to chip in.
Always ready to chip in, Max.
Right, boys, 3, 2, 1, Rock Zone in.
Rock Zone in.
Rock Zone in.
Okay, let's start with a bit of HYROX news to begin with, because it seems like HYROX has been listening to our podcast, lads, and have slightly copied our HYROX Berlin relay idea.
No chance. No chance. I mean, there's no way they're dressing up in leather and racing round an abandoned aircraft hangar. No way.
Yeah. They're not doing that. However, did you see that last week they announced that there's going to be a World Relay Championships in Nice? So this is where 20 countries will go head to head in a grid style relay race.
Right. Hang on. I need some more explanation on that.
So there are 20 countries around the world. So I can't list them all, but think like UK, Japan, USA, Germany, right? Yeah. Each country has a nominated team captain by HYROX. And then they can pick anyone from their country to race with them. So, for example, Dina Hogan is the captain of Ireland. Yeah. Bo Willis is the captain of New Zealand. I don't know any other captains, so don't ask me. I can't find who's the captain of the UK. That's what do we think, lads? And obviously they'll be racing in Nice at the World Champs in June.
A question on Dina. Is she the capital of the whole of Ireland or the Republic of Ireland?
I believe the whole of the island of Ireland.
Okay.
That's a very important clarification.
Because I'm wondering if there's going to be a Wales team.
No. Don't be silly. There's not enough people in Wales. Come on now. Calm down.
You're
enough representation for the whole of Wales, Nathan. Come on.
I mean, I'd like to be team captain if there is. But
you know what, Nathan, you can be the captain of Team Wales.
Yes.
However, there's currently not enough space for the 21st team to enter the competition. So, you know, if the Japanese contingency don't make it, you know, you and Adam, as the sole representatives of Wales HYROX, can do a duo. Okay.
Adam's English anyway, so he's English with a Welsh accent, isn't he?
So he's out. Great. It's you, Nathan. You know what? I think at some point we'll have to get someone, a serious Welsh athlete on, and Nathan and whoever that person is will have to tag team all of us and just make fun of our countries. I think that's
100%.
The Wales episode. You know what? When all of the hosts, for whatever reason, catch the flu or some in whatever other way incapacitated, Nathan can have free reign and make a Wales only show. How's that?
That sounds more than fair.
Looking forward to it.
Anyway, I think that's a great idea. Whoever the captains may or may not be, I think that's awesome. I'd assume, seeing that Dina is a female and Bo is a man, it will be mixed teams.
Yeah, it's two men and two women in each team. Yeah,
cool. That's right. I like that. I'm hoping that at some stage, because let's be honest, lads, like none of us are ever going to get a call up. That's going to be stacked with elite boys and girls.
But well, I think that's the point. The point is, I mean, it's not necessarily full of elite athletes, because I feel like that would be a bit boring otherwise, because of, you know. However, I did see Bo put on his Instagram story, he just went, who's the fastest? If you're quick, you're in. So
I think these guys are too competitive to let an opportunity to stand on the podium slip away.
Yeah.
You know?
They just haven't got the minerals to get dressed up and wear some suits or something like that.
Exactly. It's all about the minners, you know. I heard on the grapevine, actually, that if you were to be racing as part of Team Wales, you'd have to dress up as a red dragon or a daffodil, or both, in fact.
Or a leek. A leek would be a good option.
Why would a leek be a good option?
Well, that's also a national emblem. So
leek, the national
boys
elders.
Wear leeks, and a woman wear daffodils. Yeah,
amazing. I'm sure you'll find many, many recruits for your team, Nathan. Anyway, moving on for the relay challenge that actually matters.
Yeah.
Okay. So last week I announced that the next Roxone podcast challenge is set to happen at High Rocks Berlin. So I did say that I've organized two relay teams. However, the truth is that there's been a slight change of plan.
Yeah. Go on. Tell the people, Max.
Mainly because I fucked up. I'll be completely honest and say that I only actually managed to organize one relay team, and that is a men's relay team. And I messaged Tyrox and said, please, we've actually, spoiler alert, got quite a few interested people. Could we also get a mixed relay team? Nope, we're sold out entirely. No. This is impossible. It is completely sold out. But then did offer me a consolation prize of a mixed doubles spot.
So, okay, cool. So we've got something then.
We can have female representation in the form of one female. So I'm really sorry, everyone. That is on me. However, the plan definitely still is to race as Berliners, inspired by the infamous nightclub of Berghain.
Nice.
Okay, so that stays. And anyone who's put their name forward will now be considered not just for a relay team, but if you are a woman, also for a mixed doubles spot. Okay. If you are interested in getting involved, all you need to do is DM us at RoxoneNPod and tell us what your outfit of choice would be. And remember that there is bonus points for anything that involves leather. But anyway, let's read out some of the responses that we've already had. And I believe Mikey is going to be presenting some of the candidates.
Yeah, I am. Now, the first thing I want to say is, I think due to this error, it only makes sense that you participate in both races, Max, so that whoever from the community is racing with us gets the full Roxone podcast Maxi experience.
Okay.
Thoughts?
Okay.
I don't know about that, given Maxi's motivation techniques. I don't know how that will go down.
Nathan's worried the Roxone will be shut down.
We might have to have HR on hand when you're racing with Max.
Oh, I've just got off the phone with HR.
Yeah.
And we're okay. We're okay.
Oh, great.
To go.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Glad you went through that thorough check.
Yeah, I did. We have a very thorough department here at the Roxone. Fine. Fair play. I'll have to do both. I'm hoping they're on the same day.
Yeah. I think it's a one day event. So
it's a one day.
Okay. I imagine the mixed doubles will probably be in the morning, and then the relays will be in the evening. So you can be in that your leather Great. Thong all day, mate.
That's exactly what I'm going to be wearing. Mike, tell me who put themselves forward.
Sure. So first of all, we've got Lisa. She's from Munich. All right, and she says, "Hi. I would like to apply for the Berlin Rock Zone team. My outfit would be a high neck leather crop top paired with black shorts and mesh tights with black sunglasses, of course. My hair would be up in two space buns." And then she's also sent us a pic of her outfit. So if you look, I've sent you a pic so you can sort of see it. I don't know if you want to describe that a little bit.
I'm seeing it right now. Well, the said model is wearing black sunglasses and the pre-described, what did you say, high neck leather vest, was it?
Yeah, leather crop top, yeah.
Leather crop top, sorry. I'll be honest, the way Lisa described her outfit with the space buns,
yeah,
was that the space buns?
Yeah. I kind of imagine that's like Princess Leia sort of, you know.
Well, look, I reckon it's going to be even better what I'm seeing here as the model, so... Very strong start, Lisa. All black, got the memo there. She's got leather involved, so bonus points. And I like that she's gone into as much detail to present her hair as well.
Strong start. Yeah, brilliant. I totally agree. We also then got another message from Sarah, who's from London, and she simply said, "Yes, would be epic."
Okay.
What do you reckon?
Well,
I'll do that again. It was yes, would be epic. That was it. Was more.
I get it now. Yeah, thanks. I was thinking, God, Sarah sounds really unenthusiastic about that. Well, Sarah's right. It would be epic. We might need to push Sarah for some more info if she's going to make the top. Oh, sorry, Mikey. What did you think? Are we choosing our candidates now?
I think we're at a point where we're basically a month away from Berlin. So I think we should start picking our candidates today, if it was me. So you've got Sarah or you've got Lisa.
Well, it's going to have to be Lisa then.
I think so, yeah.
Purely based on the fact that she went through so much effort as to describe her race outfit. I'm sorry, Sarah. It would have been a truly epic experience, I'm sure. But Lisa just did her homework on a slightly higher level.
Yeah.
What do you think, chaps?
Agree. I feel like having a look at Sarah's profile, she looks like a vibe. But I think, you know, when it comes to what you asked, Lisa definitely delivered.
Spot on. Okay. Well, Lisa, we will be in touch. And I'm hoping it's not a deal breaker that you're not racing as part of a relay team, but as a mixed double with me.
I was going to say, yeah, we need to put a slight proviso that is worth mentioning. She did not agree to being a mixed double currently.
If not, Sarah, congratulations. You've made the cut.
You're in.
Okay, well, thank you to both of those ladies for sending in their applications. Thank you.
Very good. Awesome. Right, let's move on to the men's relay team, right?
Yes.
So our first entry comes from Dave. He's from Rotterdam, right?
Yes.
And he sent us a message saying, it would be a great birthday gift to compete with you guys, and I would like to race in Lederhosen. Then I replied to him and said, would this be leather Lederhosen? And then Dave hit me back and he says, I think my father-in-law has a leather pair, but I'll have to ask him. I also think it's an XL, so I'll have to wear a belt.
Okay, there's so many things to unpack there. Firstly, Dave, mate, you're not getting into Berghain with your Lederhosen. Like, this is
a leather Lederhosen.
Right, then, you know, like that's Dave, okay, you know, slight error. What I find unforgivable, though, is that Mikey asked, are your Lederhosen made of leather, when Leder is literally leather, Mikey?
Oh, is it? Oh.
And that is, it's not like a completely surreal word where I'm like, you know, a forward-thinking man such as yourself might be able to put two and two together and think, Leder, leather, it's probably leather, right?
What, leather horse? I mean, I don't know what, or is it a leather hose? Like, what's hosen mean?
Like, that means pants. Come on, man.
No.
I think later, Nathan, you'd be the tiebreaker. What do you reckon?
Well, when I picture Lederhosen, I'm not picturing leather,
exactly,
to be honest.
There you go.
It's wild leather, mate. It's
okay. Of course. It should be wild in Lederhosen.
One
thing I'd like to add as well, a minus point is mentioning his birthday. This is not a pantomime. So you're not coming up to stage to get some sweets. This is a serious
birthday. Oh, God. Dave, mate, I'm so sorry. You've sent in a really earnest request. You've just been slated on all fronts.
Yeah.
Christ. Okay, well, let's put a pin in Dave for now. Who's next, Martin?
Okay. Next we have Andy, who's from Belfast, right? Now, yeah. Andy actually applied to be your doubles partner in Manchester, Max, but you obviously said no.
Okay.
And what I loved about Andy's application was he initially sent us a message written in like fake German. So it's in English, but, you know, he said like Z and stuff like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, getting into character.
So I said to him, like, obviously you can't send us that and not send us a voice note. So he sent us this voice note with the prefix, hopefully it's not too offensive. So
I mean, this is already promising a very, very entertaining voice note.
Here we go. Here he is. Here's Andy.
Guten Tag, Rockshone Manor. I would very like to race with the Maxi in the Berlin Relay. I propose to race as a Wesley Snipes blade costume.
Yes.
The black jacket leather to ankle to cover for wall ball depth. Black leather trouser. Tactical vest black.
Nice.
Also, the black sunglass and the Mohican wig. Also, to wear the black boots. However, I prefer to wear running trainers. Well, hopefully, that is enough to win this time. Goodbye in German. Cheers, lads. Thank you.
Andy, mate, you hero. I can tell you up front, you will not be racing in trainers. You will be racing in boots. that was even an option. What I find amazing is that somehow an Irishman doing a German accent actually came out as a very authentic Dutchman speaking English. Did you pick up on that?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, it was uncanny. That man was, that was Dave from Rotterdam. Dave secretly applied twice. If you can't get in on the birthday front, he's getting in on the Wesley Snipes blade front. I mean, Andy, I told you no last time round. And for that, I already feel very sorry. You're 100% in the team.
I don't even
care who's next.
Yeah, no.
Send in a voice note. Great. You've understood the assignment to a T, and your outfit, creativity. Yeah, like.
And can I also add, so he sends us that message and then he sent a follow-up saying, also, I've just realised I've left out a butt-slapping reference. He says, my heart is broken. And then he goes, actually, regardless of whether I'm involved or not, it would be funny to do a butt-slap of encouragement instead of a high-five to switch between people. So he knows his stuff.
He does know his... Well, look, Andy, you've already sold me, okay? Like, come on. It's a bit needy now, you know, like, come on.
Okay,
you're already the teacher's pet, you know, like, it's okay, you don't need to stick your nose up any further. Right.
love it.
Right,
okay. Next
who's next?
So we have got Reese from Blairgowrie in Scotland. Okay. Again, another person who pitched to be your teammate in Manchester, Max.
I thought so. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So we've got, okay, let's go.
And without prompt, he sent us the following voice note. And he sent this message as well, which I really enjoyed before it. He said, I just spent about 20 minutes practicing this. And actually, he goes, me and my friend Stuart are both racing men's pro, but would be well up for helping fill your relay team. So this is kind of like a 2-for-1 here.
Okay.
Here's Reese.
Hallo, mein Name ist Reese. Mein Kollege und ich werden uns deinem Staffelteam für Heirats Berlin anschließen. We will wear whatever is required. We prefer stockings and fishnet. We prefer to have lots of ventilation, lots of holes in the clothing. It will be helpful. Skin-tight leather is not preferred. However, if it is required, we will do our best. Both my colleague and I are ready to join your team, yeah? And we are flexible. We are doing the pro male single before. We might be a little bit tired, but we will work hard.
So good. So good.
Hey, man, kudos for that three or four sentences that you did in very high quality German before.
What did he say, by the way? Just for quick translation, I assume it was like, how are you or something?
Yeah, from what I remember, because, sorry, there was a lot in there, but from what I remember, he was just like, hi, my name is Rhys, and I am applying, or me and my colleague are applying to your Hyrox Relay team.
Nice.
But very good. Like solid effort there. I mean, I can't turn him down, can I? Rhys, my guy, again, I turned you down the last time, but you've made the cut. You've well and truly made the cut this time for that effort of learning German for 20 minutes alone. However, I'm not sure about the colleague, as it were, because I've got a last minute late entry here. Coming in from Paul, who has sent me two voice notes. I've not heard them yet.
So okay.
This could be trash or it could be amazing. And he said, I did a second follow-up because I forgot to say my name in the first one.
Right.
So, you know, let's give a listen to both of them, I reckon.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Hello. I would love to join Maxi at the Tempelhof for the Hyrox Berlin relay race in April. Abandoned airports and concrete are two of my loves, so this is a dream come true for me. I will dress like Neo from The Matrix, with a dog collar with spikes, dripping in latex, with the leather short shorts, and of course, the Adidasler sneakers. I hope you consider my application. Auf Wiedersehen.
It's the way it like goes in from like proper, like almost like sounds like Yorkshire to like to like German.
Well, he is from Manchester.
I was gonna. So, I thought he was, yeah, Northern.
it very much dips in and out. I mean, the first voice note is strong, so let's definitely give him the chance to top himself with the second voice note.
Also, my name is Paul England. I have run three Hyrox races before. One solo in Vienna and two doubles in Manchester. I have one penalty from my first Hyrox. I hope Nathan does not hold that against me.
Oh,
thank you.
No, I shouldn't have played that second clip.
And he's
oh,
out.
Oh, no. And he's up.
Yeah, that is a serious minus point.
I mean, he's got so many plus points, though. I think he can afford a minus point. So again, coming in strong with a movie character reference, Neo from The Matrix. Again, I think that's spot on. That's kind of what I'm picturing, right? I really liked the accent, and I liked the slight twang in there as well. So I think Paul might have to round out the team. What do you reckon, chaps?
Sounds strong to me. I mean, we asked for German voice notes telling us what you'd wear. Rhys, Andy, Paul, they've all met the criteria. I think it would be wrong not to offer them a spot on the relay team.
Also, oh no, if only there was a Welsh contender, we would have had the complete Isle Nation representatives.
Yeah, luckily we don't know anybody Welsh.
From Wales, yeah. And luckily the person who claims to be Welsh is recovering from a serious serious running injury. So
we could have a Welsh water boy instead, maybe.
Well, that went way better than expected. So much better. I was so concerned that we pushed the boat out way too far on this challenge. Yet somehow, a week later, I've stood here with a full relay team and a mixed doubles partner in Lisa. So, yeah. Mission accomplished.
And one thing from me, Max. You know I don't like to correct you, but I don't know why you're saying Rhys, because for me it's Rhys. R-H-Y-S is a common, I know he's Scottish, but in Wales there's plenty of Rhys's with their name spelled like that.
Right.
So unless
Mikey, please can you get Rhys's voice note back.
I was about to say, yeah. I know exactly why you're saying that. Here we go.
Hello, my name is Rice.
It was more like Rice, to be honest.
Rice. So
I mean, we're all wrong. He's doing a German accent there.
Or is it actually Reese, but he's just trying to say it in a German way?
I don't know.
You know what? We'll never know.
Yeah.
But we will know in about 4 weeks' time when Berlin has been raced. Okay? thank you, and let's move on. Right, keeping with the community banter, we still actually haven't played out what happened to Ben when he went to Glasgow.
No.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. He sent Ben to Glasgow and he just keeps producing content. Even if he's not here at the moment, he's still putting the team on his back.
Yeah.
So if you can remember, we set the community the task of going to find Ben and telling him a Scottish phrase or fact, or I think both at the same time or something like that. But as per always, you guys did not disappoint. And I think Mikey's got a few things he wants to play out for us.
I certainly do. So let's start with Nathan's biggest man crush.
It's John from Rolong here. I'm so pleased to meet you.
Finally.
Now listen, I do all my weights and stuff with your voice in my ear. Or I email Nathan. We're pen pals now.
Yeah, I actually love the little bromance.
It's like, yeah, no. It's good though, I'm loving it, it's very nice. Anyway, did you hear they failed to open up Disneyland Scotland?
No, I didn't.
Because at Disney work.
Fair enough, that's
good. That's awful.
No, it's not, Mikey, that is hilarious. Maybe you didn't get it.
I love that.
So what does he win? What does Rolong win?
Nothing. Just it, oh no, wait. I think Ben gave him some rock socks when he was in Glasgow.
Oh, good.
Is that good enough?
God, you really stuck up for him then. Wow.
Christ. I'm sure Nathan will debrief when they exchange their weekly letters. Handwritten.
I imagine they do FaceTime whilst rowing. That's how I imagine they chat to each other.
Okay.
It's a very breathy call, but not how you imagine it.
Yeah. I mean, I had a dream like that, but not real life.
Oh, God. Okay, well, let's move on. Who have we got else?
Okay, so next up, we've got this clip from Wendy and Peter. Now, remember, we asked for a Scottish fact or saying. Here's what happened.
Okay, the new.
Okay,
what the hell is that?
Well,
that's what Scottish people say.
Oh, it's a very nice Scottish term, isn't it?
You guys are pulling my leg, aren't you?
It must be a term of endearment.
Wendy's looking for people who are Scottish right now to confirm what okay the new means. Right, we've got Martin who's been chopping bananas.
If I said to you, okay the new.
Okay the new?
Yeah.
I don't know, what do you mean?
I don't know what it means.
It's not a commonly used phrase.
Not that commonly used. Okay.
Now, what I was going to say was when a bunch of English people go up to a Scottish person and they say a Scottish phrase to them and they have no idea what you're saying, that should be your like first red flag.
Yeah. But I know what it means. I learned this at uni.
What does it mean then?
With that, I'm pretty sure it just means I don't know.
No.
It's either that or you don't think so.
It doesn't mean that. So what it is,
hang on, Mikey. Can I just point out that's the second time in this podcast that Nathan's been wrong about something.
No, we don't know I'm wrong about Reese yet. So.
So what it translates to is, oh yes, the now, right? But basically, on further research, this saying is like complete rubbish, right? It's a phrase that I think Americans or English first came up as doing an impression of a Scotsman. So you know how like you say, oh, let's put another shrimp on the barbie as like a mick take of Aussies.
Yeah.
That's what this phrase is. So it's not Scottish at all. It's just so complete nonsense.
It's the it's the English equivalent of someone saying, "You're right, governor." And
exactly.
No one ever says that.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
No one says that. Okay. Great. So Wendy and Peter, might I add, sounding very posh, completely called out. So, right. Also, like, kudos to Ben for keeping them there and saying, no, let's confront someone Scottish and debunk this straight away. So yeah, great. Who else have we got?
Okay, so next up we have, this is the Roxone queen of funny replies. So Jen Harvey, she's always delivering the bants for all our community questions. And it turns out she's just as funny in real life.
All right, Ben, you big bro, bobag.
What?
Which roughly translates to, hi Ben, you big, excellent testicle.
I love that.
Sorry, is that just Jen, or is that a genuine way to, like, ironically greet people you're fond of? Is that like the...
what do you mean?
What is it like the English equivalent of saying, oh, you big old oaf?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I just enjoyed the fact that she called him a ball bag and Ben was like,
yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, God.
Although she translated ball bag to testicle. I mean, it's clearly the scrot. But...
Nathan trying to make amends for his previous errors here in the show. Right. Yeah. Who else have we got, Mikey?
Okay, finally, keeping with sweary Scottish people, Ben also recorded some audio with this lovely gentleman, which I've had to be quite generous with the bleep button. So here he is.
All right, what we got?
No chalk in the sleigh push. Chalk in the sleigh pull and the farmer's carries and the lunges run the sleigh push.
What? What's that in English?
Just an arsehole. A ball bag.
Thank you.
Sorry, what did you say? What was his response when Ben said
Ben in English? Well, he just an arsehole. A ball bag.
So it was bleep, 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 chalk, bleep, 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 sled push, and it's an arsehole.
Yeah.
Well, I think you can fill in the blanks as to what that means. Oh, God. Okay, well, thanks to everyone who went to find Ben. Didn't disappoint. He was honestly overwhelmed by all of the things you said to him. Kind, not kind, just speaking to him in general. Ben came back with, I think he was ill after the weekend. Because not because of any physical ailment, but because of a broken heart, because he just loved every little bit of experience he took in up there. So I guess on behalf of Ben, thank you. You really, really made his weekend.
And we've got a double dose of Hyrox news in this episode, lads.
Double dose of news and double dose of Nathan being wrong. What an episode.
Nathan's going to love this bit of the pod as well, because did you see that Hyrox America have trialed their new wall ball counters in Houston last week? So basically, if you haven't seen them, these are TV screens that are next to your wall ball target, which show the athlete and the audience as well, I guess, or the crowd, how many reps the athlete has done.
I've seen it. Yeah.
And I'll give you a little bit of sort of Hyrox official blurb on it. So they said, configured for each division, able to accurately determine upper and lower targets. They have.
Hang on. Pause. We need to comment on these individually.
Okay.
So what you're telling me, configured for each division, you mean you can change the setting from 75 to 100?
But also the height of it. So basically what they're saying is when you throw the ball and it hits the target, it knows whether it's the top target or the bottom target. And that.
Is this pressure censored or is it a clicker in the hand?
I'm just reading
an
Instagram post, Max. Like,
Okay.
They said, I'll give you bullet point four, which was, there's been 2 years of development and testing in the lab for this. So, yes.
I do want to go back to that first bullet, though, because of course what about mixed doubles? What about mixed doubles? Like, who switches from a high target to a low target? Does a judge do that?
Answer us that, Mikey, with your stupid Instagram post.
Hey, look, I am just saying that Hyrox we're testing a thing out and I'm talking about it. But here we go. Here's maybe the point that matters to you. Trained judges assigned per station to control the counter and adjust for no reps. So maybe that answers your question straight away, Nath.
Well, no, it doesn't say it just which height they're targeting, but maybe the iPad does that as well. But I do like a fact because before I enjoyed waving my arms to give no reps. Now, their rep count will go up only for me to bring it back down. And that must be soul destroying. You, 25, 26, 25, 26, 25. Oh, man, that's going to hurt.
I was going to say, surely nothing is as sweet as swinging your arms in a no rep motion. But sure enough, Nathan has already dreamt up a way to make it just as satisfying.
Well, it's going to be hard to do both because you got to wave your hands and you've got to push a button to take down the rep, which would have been counted, but you got to say no, they didn't squat far enough, so take that one away. So it's gonna be hard to do all that as a judge.
I don't imagine you need to do the arm waving though now, because the screen, the next point is they say that the screen allows for a spectator experience and a transparent count to tracking for competitors. So the athlete, it's literally in their vision, so they can see the number. So you probably wouldn't need to say no rep because you could see it was no rep, if that makes sense.
I'm not sure you need to do that as is. Nathan has just taken it.
I mean, it's true. Your back's to them. You're never going to see him swinging his arms around.
Hey, but the audience might. Yeah, you can't demoralize the athlete.
Here for it.
You'll make damn sure that the spectators,
the parents of the individual, that's my son. Oh, Nathan's his wall ball judge. Damn it.
Final point, I'll just make
set to feature at all events from 2025. What do we think, lads?
I think it's going to be a bit like VAR in football, as in people are bringing it in to think it's going to make things better, but it's just going to introduce even more controversy. Because, you know, we saw what happened when the rowers weren't working at the elite race recently. True. You know, this introduces more things that can go wrong. And I think that's going to be a very hot topic.
I can't disagree with that, no. But I do think it's going to be really good.
I'm baffled as to how HYROX still haven't employed Nathan as some kind of consultant or anything in the similar capacity to point, like maybe a risk analyst.
My favorite thing about this post is that they said they've been in the lab for 2 years of development and testing, and Nathan's like, bollocks. I'll pull it apart in one. I'll just take one look at that Instagram post and I can tell you it's dodgy as fuck.
Look, on a positive note, I think if it works, it is fantastic because I'm someone who's very, very good at keeping count of, you know, any kind of exercise I do. I've spoken about this in the past. It's kind of how I process working out. However, the warbles are really, really tricky to keep count of, mainly because you don't know what's given as a no rep and what isn't, you know? So if there is a blatantly obvious counter in front of your face that tells you exactly how many you've got left, that works for me.
Sounds good.
Oh, do you think there's going to be a sound, you know, like in X Factor when they press the X? And it's a really loud sound.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's not part of the program yet, Nathan. However, when you volunteer next, you can bring a little button, a little buzzer that just has your own audio sound on repeat.
It's funny that you should actually mention that as well, Nathan, because Ben sent us this voice note to share his thoughts on the wall ball counter.
I would love to see some like 90s bowling animations like come onto those screens. like you know when you get a strike and there's like, or a turkey and the little bowling pin walls around, like Wally the wall ball animated on screen for 100 wall balls. Give it to me now, please.
Give it to me now, please. Ben, you're the man to make this happen. No one else is going to do this. You are the man for the job. Okay, HYROX, if you're listening, we'll do you a deal, okay?
Sure.
We'll throw in expert risk consultant and analyst Nathan Petrie plus graphic designer Ben, all for the one-off special offer of free Hyrox tickets for any one of our listeners for life. Okay, done.
Yeah, that's if you can get them. So anyway,
like it smooth.
So that's what we've been thinking, but also on the Hyrox America Insta post which broke this news, I've been enjoying some of the comments. Yeah, so I thought I'd share a few of the comments with you. On further review, I realized it was about the same half a dozen people sending most of the comments and arguing with each other. But it was fairly lighthearted. But Midwestern 87, who seems to have had a really hard time with this because he was one of the fortunate people to trial this in Houston. So just to explain, in Houston, it wasn't that all the wallboard stations were set up with this, only some of them were. I'll read out what he said.
Hang on. One second. Before you read that out, that is now the third time you're wrong, Nathan, because I've never heard anyone pronounce Houston as Houston.
I was going to say, he's mugging you off for saying Ritz, and then he says Houston. No.
Who lives in Houston, Nathan?
Houston, we have a problem.
Okay, I'm just not going to say it anymore because I don't know why I'm saying it wrong.
Sorry, Midwestern was saying something.
Maybe. Midwestern 87, hopefully I said that right. It was bruising mentally to get 25 no reps while the athlete next to me was barely getting above a woman's target and doing quarter squats. Only having four of the 30 plus targets hooked up, you were punished if you got one with a counter. You had to hit a very small light, and if a ball was tossed slightly or hit the target on the way down, it rarely counted. So that was interesting. So it says that he was hitting it, but if it was too delicate, it wouldn't count.
First of all, I reckon bullshit. You missed the target, mate. Like, sorry. Like, you just know that's what's going on there.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Like, I don't want to, like, you know, benefit of the doubt and all that, but I just think like that just sounds like you missed the target, mate, and you're crying about it.
Okay.
And in response to that, Dave Warfel, I think that's how you say it, he was taking the standards viewpoint, the rulebook viewpoint from this, which I love. He wrote, too light, contact is contact. The standard is not to make heavy contact with a target. So he might have to rewrite the standards for this.
No chance you can rewrite the standards for this, because what you're supposed to hit the wall ball with exactly 3 newtons of force or whatever you measure it as. No,
it's a 6 kilo wall ball. There's no way you can graze. Like,
yeah, you can. 100% you can.
I mean, like, but you're missing.
No,
the target.
I was going to bring this up on the previous comment. I think that's valid. Like, who's to say how hard you need to throw a dart into a dartboard?
No, I agree. I do agree with the point. Like, of course, yeah.
It's the accuracy. It's the making contact, you know, that counts.
You're throwing a wall ball, 6 kilo wall ball. It's going to hit the target. If you're accurate.
You know what?
Anyway.
Hang on. You know what? Moving. You know what? When this first comes into the UK.
I know. We're going to
film a little. That's even worse than I was thinking. Yeah, Mikey just gets no reps. But I was just going to say, we'll do a little reel showcasing how hard you need to hit the target. Okay.
Yeah.
So moving on, Fly Girl Wellness Spectrum says, as a head judge, I would suggest a button be on the buckets and they have to tap the button with a gluteus to count rep depth.
That's good.
So do a little bum tap on a button to make sure you're hitting depth. Yeah, but how's that going to work? Because some athletes are taller and some are shorter.
Yeah, some people were mentioning that on the comments. And also, in response to that, our friend Dave Waffle, again, thinking, well, that's exactly what he says. In response to that, he said, but people are vastly different heights and have different limb lengths. The buckets are all the same size. Some will have to go a good bit below parallel to tap the button, while others could tap it without even reaching parallel. You would need an adjustable height implement if you were to use a concept as a depth check. So I love this. I mean, I'm not sure if I thought it was a joke, this suggestion of a button you have to tap your arse on. But Yeah, I mean, I love it. Dave Wolf was taking it quite seriously. And, you know, if it is to take me seriously, they are good points.
Yes, yeah, yeah, fair enough, fair enough.
The question that's not been answered yet, Nathan, is did you get involved in the fights? And how many of these people you're now Facebook friends with?
Yeah. I took a time out from this one. So,
I was going to say, I actually imagine these are all Nathan's alter egos and it's just his account and he's just arguing with himself.
At least this way Hyrox might see and hear my suggestions. Yeah,
Nathan's like a Hyrox Russian farm, like internet farm. Like.
Spewing his warble propaganda all over Instagram.
Love it.
And that's about all I got for you. But I will say, because I mentioned the iPad earlier, how do I know that? Because when Downtown Jessica Brown said, if they are not gauging athlete depth, which from what I can tell they are not, what's the point? Unless it's no longer going to be a standard of a movement. And Hyrox America responded, there will be a judge keeping a depth standard. The judge also has the power to remove a rep on the screen via iPad. Mm. So that's
confirmed where the iPad involvement.
Yeah, and you know, I imagine there's going to be a little screen there showing the top target and the bottom target, and then you press which target the person needs to hit. I guess that's how it's going to work. I'm just making it up.
You'd think it'd be something like that. That doesn't sound too wild.
That's the highlights of those comments. And actually, while I'm talking about wall balls, something else I wanted to mention. Because you know I'm the resident feminist and fighting for wall ball equality.
Of course.
And a few episodes ago, we discussed that if they're not going to put up the women's wall balls to 100, they should at least reduce the price so it is prorated to how many replications they are doing.
Excellent use of prorated,
So I've figured out how much the price reduction should be.
Yes.
And for doing 25 wall balls less, which on average takes about 1.5 minutes, and applying that to how much a ticket costs to race in the UK at the moment, I've calculated that there should be a £1.70 saving.
Okay.
And the script says, yes, that I'll be taking these findings to Christina Mintra, but you guys specifically banned me from the
He doesn't lie.
I don't know how I'm going to... You're going to have to unban me because...
That is a true story and a slightly behind-the-scenes insight perhaps to our listeners. So, the ban's still in place for now, mate.
Okay.
But
I've got some draft emails ready.
Good.
I'd expect nothing less.
We'll keep those in draft for now.
Well, that's the calculation. So you might see me, if you see me in any Hyrox events protesting for £1.70 discount for females, you know why.
Nathan, where can they join the rally? Is there a petition you've got going yet? Or
maybe I'll do one at the upcoming London event Olympia.
Well, look out for that.
Yeah.
Turning our attention towards something useful that we can take away on the topic of warbles, it would be remiss if we did not get some kind of expert that isn't Nathan on the topic of warbles to give us a few tips and tricks. So who better than Mr. Alex Ronkovich, who is the warble king or the goat, as some internet fanatics might say. So we reached out to him and asked him how he trains to be the best warbler. And just for context, sorry, he's the best wall baller, of course, because he finished second place in last year's World Champs by doing 100 wall balls unbroken.
What a boy.
What a boy indeed. Play the clip, Mikey, please.
Hey, good morning. I do wall balls twice a week. I do like one specific workout where I do just wall balls. And then it's usually like 300 of them. I do different sets with heavier balls or with lighter balls. I do, for example, 6x50 ball balls, 20 with a very heavy ball, and then I do 30 with a lighter ball, like with competition weight. And yeah, that's when I do just wall balls, and then I do one high rock specific workout where wall balls are included. Yeah, it's like running with an erg or with another high rock station. So yeah, I do like 500 a week, but I don't really count them. It's just these two workouts I have to do every week, and then I'm sure I'm ready for the race and for the wall balls at the end. So yeah, one of my favorite workouts is like going 500 meters on the treadmill, and then going like 500 meters on the rower, and then do like 30 to 40 wall balls for, let's say, like 6 to 8 rounds.
So just to recap what he said there is he does one specific wall ball workout a week where he uses a heavy wall ball and a light wall ball, which the light one is his competition weight. So that's 9 kilos. So that's heavy, right?
I picked up on
that. Yeah. And then he just does a high rock specific workout with wall balls. So he's kind of learning to do and compromise. But it's the way he goes, I do like 500, but I don't know. I don't really keep count. And I'm like,
it's kind of whatever. You know. Might be 500, might be 5,000. Who knows? Yeah, cool. I like that. You know how in the high rock space you see elites talk about how many miles they rack up every week. Mm-hmm. Do you reckon this is going to be a common thing of like how many wall balls they do a week?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it's just so much volume to fit in to be great at any part of high rocks. And yeah. I think like, yeah, just like if you ever listen to like what Hunter's training program is like, it is madness what he does in a week. And yeah, Ronkovic just casually throwing 500 wall balls around.
How heavy do you think the heavy wall ball is?
Oh, 15 12 15, do you reckon?
Or do you reckon it's heavier? It's at least 12, isn't it? But yeah, mm-hmm. could be even more.
I feel like it would be more, because I just feel like 12 would still be too light for him.
Okay, to round up wall balls and put them to bed, we're now going to go full circle and go to something more lighthearted after hearing that some kind of machine of a man does 5,000 wall balls a week. So, quick community question. I asked this a while back. But we never actually got round to revealing the answers. But this was while I was doing a wall ball workout, and I thought, this is just the absolute shittiest exercise there is. And I was so frustrated and so annoyed. So I went online and I asked you guys to come up with the best insult for a wall ball. So just to rattle through a couple of them, we've got Bam Feeder coming in with, that's a little circle bastard. Yeah, apt.
Agreed.
Samantha Rouse comes in with the next one saying, you're an oversized medicine ball full of unsustainable mush. It's quite a lot.
Unusual adjective, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, sure. And then this, and you know what, I'll be honest, I have seen this before, and it got me laughing, and I'll be honest, I have thought of this many a time when throwing a wall ball. But Sean Smith comes in and says, they're just Wilson's little cousin.
Wilson!
I saw that and I thought, Sean, mate, that is a 10 out of 10 for creativity. I mean, I can't think of a better insult than that for those little circle bastards. Okay, so that brings us to the end of the episode, unfortunately. As always, I'm going to ask you for one quick favor, and that is, if you are enjoying this episode and the Rock Zone show in general, then please do tell a gym buddy or share this episode.
Yes, please.
In fitness WhatsApp groups. And that's it for today. Only one quick plug. So thank you very much for listening to me, Nathan, and Mikey. We'll see you very soon. 3, 2, 1. Rockzone out.
Rockzone out.
Rockzone out.